This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. North Korean state media reported Wednesday a top official in North Korea said South Korea and the United States are risking a, quote, huge security crisis by choosing to escalate tensions. The comments are from Kim Yong-chol, a general and politician who played a leading role during historic summits between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump. He criticized South Korea and the United States for responding to Pyongyang's goodwill with, quote, hostile acts. The statement made a day after Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of leader Kim Jong-un, warned Seoul and Washington over annual joint military drills this week. And South Korea claims the North did not answer routine calls on inter-Korean hotlines on Tuesday. U.S. President Joe Biden defended his decision to pull U.S. forces from Afghanistan, insisting Tuesday he does not regret his decision, even as the situation rapidly deteriorates and the Taliban accelerates its gains across the country. His defense of his administration's actions come as Taliban militants captured more provincial capitals Monday and Tuesday in a push across much of Afghanistan after taking large areas in the mostly rural countryside. Biden said again Tuesday the same argument he has pushed for months, that the U.S. has spent over $1 trillion in 20 years and lost thousands of American troops to death and injury there. He says the U.S. and its allies have trained and equipped over 300,000 Afghan forces, and now, quote, they've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app.